Warmer summers, higher sea levels, more intense rain. These are the changes that researchers say are in store for New York City due to global warming. Today we begin a week-long series, NYC 2050. We're looking at what the likely impact will be four decades from now. We start with heat. The New York City Panel on Climate Change predicts that the average temperature will likely increase by about 5 degrees Fahrenheit by then. WNYC's Matthew Sherman explains what that will mean for daily life.
A little more than a year ago, Seth Pinsky, an aide to then-Mayor Bloomberg, made a prediction at a news conference.
New York could have as many 90-degree days as Birmingham, Alabama does today.
New Yorkers like to be in the company of London, Paris, Tokyo, not the Deep South exactly, and not when it comes to summertime heat. Yet researchers on the New York City Panel on Climate Change say the city will likely have about 45 days at or above 90 degrees Fahrenheit each summer, almost three times as many as we typically experience now. WNYC engineer Wayne Schulmeister is from Birmingham. He went back home in August to tell us what it will feel like.
Hey, listen up, New Yorkers. You want to believe if you can make it here, you can make it anywhere? How many of you have spent a summer in Birmingham?
Excuse me, I work for a radio station in New York, and we're doing a story.
So I went to the South Side, a neighborhood with lots of restaurants and bars, to get some advice for y'all. It's the only place to find people out on the street, especially in the summer.
They don't know what they're in for.
Because most people just stay inside and move from one air-conditioned zone to the next.
The summertime, Alabama slows down. Everybody just kind of goes their own speed. The whole state slows down in August and September.
Carry some deodorant with you wherever you go and drink a lot of water.
And definitely understand that everybody's going to be in an ill mood. Everybody's more inclined to be aggravated easier, agitated.
How do you cope with the heat?
Meditation.
I drank a lot of fluid. Drank water, Gatorade, and sometimes I just stay in my truck, you know, and sit down for a minute, you know.
Is this all about global warming?
It is.
Don't believe it. I'm not buying it.
She's not buying global warming. But what if those scientists are right? In the year 2050, I will be, 36 years away, 46 plus 36. If I'm around, I'll be 82 years old then. There will be a lot of us senior citizens living in New York, nearly 1.5 million if trends continue. We will be particularly vulnerable to heat. Our health will be fragile. Some of us may forget to do things like drink water or turn on our air conditioning. Many of us will live alone. Renee Winefield is 93 now. She lives by herself in a high-rise in St. Albans, Queens. But she's lucky.
Bonjour, mommy. Okay. Bonjour, bonjour.
She is almost certain to see at least one person each day, Balru Pir Mal, who delivers pre-made meals to her.
When this man comes, it makes such a big difference. It's like the sun comes in. He's a good guy.
Oddly enough, Meals on Wheels drivers are society's front line against the deadly effects of heat.
Okay, mommy.
Pir Mal gets training from his employer, Catholic Charities of Brooklyn and Queens, to look for clues that indicate a client may be suffering from heat exhaustion.
Another lady, she was shivering. I called the office, and she had high blood pressure. She had her blood sugar was high. They rush her to the hospital. Good thing I call, otherwise she probably would have...
Right now in New York City, an estimated 300 people die prematurely from the heat each summer, many of them elderly with heart conditions, living in apartments without air conditioning. Patrick Kinney is an environmental scientist at Columbia University's Mailman School of Public Health.
If your internal temperature gets to 104, 105, then systems start to shut down. There's a lot of stuff in your body that just doesn't work at those high temperatures.
Kinney and his colleagues did some research to find out how many heat-related deaths would occur if the climate change panel's predictions come true.
We estimate that between 1,200 and 1,600 deaths would occur.
And that would be for a normal summer in the 2050s. Of course, we already know what will happen. Here's a newscast from 1995 when Chicago saw a record heat wave.
457 deaths have been blamed so far on last week's heat wave.
In 2003, it happened in France. Nearly 15,000 people died.
In one case, firefighters smashed through the apartment window of a 92-year-old woman who hadn't been seen for days. The woman was dead on the...
Or Russia in 2010, when a heat wave lasted 2 months and literally burned up the countryside.
We have hundreds of new fires breaking out all over western and central Russia today. Some of them are small and are being put out. Others are sections of forest that are raging.
Forests have one benefit, though. Temperatures drop at night. That's much less so in the city, where concrete, tar, and asphalt trap heat and add up to 5 degrees onto New York's official reading in Central Park. Another Columbia researcher, Stuart Gaffin, took me up to a roof in Long Island City one day this summer to show me how heat radiates off of buildings.
If you stand on the side of this roof and you look sideways, you'll see the heat schlearing off. It's the Schlieren effect.
Heat is schlearing off the roof. It's schlearing off all the roofs nearby. These hard surfaces make our nights much warmer because they hold on to the heat for hours and release it well after the sun sets.
What does that mean? You're not going to sleep very well. You're going to sleep fitfully. You're going to be tired the next day, more stress from the daytime heat, more sweating. You come home at night, God, I can't cool off again. You know, your body can really build up a lot of stress over those few days, and that is indeed one of the risk factors.
More and more New Yorkers will likely get air conditioning over the coming decades. And public health officials say that's good. It will likely temper the death tolls of the future. But more air conditioning will increase the risk of brownouts and blackouts.
Right now it's hard to keep the electricity on some of these very, very hot days.
Gaffin says those same surfaces that are heating up the city may help cool it off. Con Edison is using the rooftop where we are standing to research solutions. A lot of it is covered in sedum, small plants that cool off the building the way perspiration cools off a human body. Another part is painted white, which reflects sunlight rather than absorbing it.
There are a lot of things we can do, and there are a lot of trends that might keep the warming rather minimal.
Through a series of laws and incentives, cooler roofs are catching on, but slowly. The city says about 6 million square feet have been painted white or covered with vegetation so far. That leaves just, well, about 1 billion square feet left to go. For WNYC, I'm Matthew Sherman.
Our NYC 2050 reporting is a partnership with NBC4 New York. Tomorrow, hear about how rising energy demand will tax our electric grid. To tell us how worried you are about climate change and what you're doing about it, if anything, tell us where you stand at WNYC.org.